People speaking on behalf of various hunting and outdoors organizations voiced their support for the bill before the Senate Natural Resources Committee. There was also a significant amount of time spent discussing an amendment that technically wasn't a part of the hearing. The amendment, which will be introduced this week during an executive session and presumably added to the Senate version of the bill, includes a provision for crossbow and archery seasons to run concurrently for 2 years. It's a compromise meant to ease the concerns of bow hunters who want to keep the seasons separate. Mike Pievich is president of the Southeast Wisconsin Bow Hunters Chapter of Safari Club International. He says the amendment should comfort crossbow proponents because their season will run alongside the archery season for 2 years. For bow hunters, it gives the DNR the opportunity to collect data on and assess the crossbow season.
Truly, our hope is that the crossbow season has no impact. I really hope it has no impact either on the deer kill numbers or on social matters, you know, like it might for gun hunters.
Senator Terry Moulton, a member of the Natural Resources Committee, also testified during the hearing. He says he supports the bill, but questions the economic impact of creating a crossbow season. Moulton says that crossbow sales may increase initially, but questions whether or not that will last.
I'm not sure that economic gain would be long-term.
Moulton says the committee is expected to vote on the bill and amendment this week. It's possible the full Senate will consider the issue in September. Brianne Shasso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.